Hey guys, and welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast. I am here with my cousin Dustin here.
What's up?
James is missing. This is kind of an impromptu podcast style. We want to do a quick little video on Marvel. We have San Diego Comic-Con, right? Yep. And Dustin and I just got back from a escape room, but he was like reading all the tweets, all the live tweeting going on from Comic-Con from the Marvel, I guess, Studios account, since there are many Marvel accounts. So we want to talk about Phase 4. And we have a list here of all the Phase 4 movies and shows that we're going to go through here and just ring them off. And we'll definitely be covering these as they come up. Some of these, not all of them, but we'll mention each one.
Yeah.
Just like we were doing earlier, and just, you know, mention each one and give our thoughts and opinions on it. And yeah, this is all the official MCU. There notably some stuff missing here too, we'll get to, I guess. Anyway, so yeah, let's jump right in and talk about Phase 4. I will say really quickly, as I said on the way home, I think people are almost comic book charactered out a little bit. So I guess it's a good thing that they're waiting a little bit on this.
They're waiting until next year.
I mean, next year. So it's kind of a year break, I guess, before they really dive into it. So first we have, I believe you said on your list,
Black Widow.
So that's the first Phase 4 official movie. Phase 3 ended with Spider-Man, technically.
Far From Home.
So, Far From Home is the last Phase 3 movie. Phase 4 opens with Black Widow. You said May the 20...
May 1st, 2020.
May the 1st. Okay. 21?
No, May 1st, 2020.
Okay, so next year.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So, next year we have Black Widow, and this will be an origin story, sort of, or somewhere in between origin and meeting Tony Stark, because it says that it's before she meets any other characters.
Yeah, and Taskmaster is the official villain. So, and on the way home from the escape place, we were reading about Taskmaster.
Oh my God! Yes, this is crazy. Taskmaster. I don't remember all the Marvel stuff from when I was younger and from my comic book collecting days, but I remember the name. And Dustin read off all the all the damn powers, and it's like, this is not a character that Black Widow can handle.
This is like an Avenger type character.
It's an Avenger. I mean, this is basically Superman, except he's kind of brain damaged. Maybe he's a little bit stupid or something, basically. I guess is what I'm getting. That's the gist I get from it. So anyway, I do look forward to Black Widow. I love the character Black Widow. She's obviously died in Endgame. Spoiler warning. Obviously, everybody here has seen Endgame if you're listening to this. So anyway, I find that interesting. So it's definitely going to be before, was it Iron Man 2 when she met Tony, when she joined the Stark Foundation?
So it's going to be during that time. So Iron Man 2 in 2012.
So yeah, so that's 2012. So it's I'm guessing we'll see a little bit of origin as a Russian spy. We'll see some of her days as that before she met all them and joined S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that stuff.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to include that mission that her and Hawkeye always talked about.
Yeah, they'll definitely cover the stuff about her having read in her ledger, you know, all the stuff they did, all the horrible things they did as assassins.
Yeah.
So they'll touch on her past, I'm sure. I don't have any inside information, but I get the feeling it's going to be, you know, probably 2008, 9, 10 is the setting, something before, you know, just a few years before Stark, but we'll get flashbacks to her being the Red Sparrow, you know, pretty much. Yeah. So anyway, I look forward to this. I was wondering about Black Widow being, you know, basically because she doesn't have powers. She's just a badass, which is cool. But this villain is almost OP for her, it seems like. So I don't know. We'll see how they do it. But Taskmaster, not a very, you know, we're starting to get into the B characters in Marvel. There's so many fucking comic book movies. Yeah, so anyway, I think Black Widow is a character most people like in the MCU. And, of course, she is no longer with us. Obviously, in Endgame, she had to sacrifice herself, her or Hawkeye.
R.I.P.
To get the Soul Stone. So this, we knew it had to be some kind of a prequel, but I don't know if it's going to be a complete origin story or just a little bit. I'm guessing some flashbacks.
And I'm just going to say one of the powers for Taskmaster, he learns a new move real quickly. So say I use a roundhouse kick, he'll get that instantly.
Yeah, he has a photo memory of reflexes.
Yes.
It's like photo reflexes.
Yes.
So, and he can catch bullets, by the way, which is her main power.
Yeah.
Shooting guns.
Yeah.
That's her power. I mean, she's a badass. She can kick your ass up and down the street, but he's got superhuman strength and double human speed and all this kind of stuff. So, interesting villain to pair with a regular human is what I'm saying. So, anyway, that should be interesting. But I like Scarlett Johansson, and I like her character, so I look forward to that. What do we have next on the slate for Phase 4?
Next is the Eternals in November of 2020.
The Eternals, so that's a year. No, I'm sorry. That's about 8 months or so after. Okay, so we got two movies then. Okay. So the Eternals is going to be, from my understanding, it's going to be probably about 10,000 years before any of this shit happens on Earth. And it probably, I'm not sure if it'll involve Earth or not, because the Eternals are more like people like Thanos. So we'll probably see Titan.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like 10,000 years before Thanos and any of this stuff. So it's not going to be anything current. Most people that are not comic book nerds will not know these characters. So this should be interesting to see a bunch of I don't know if they're classed as Celestials, some of these characters, but I guess some may be. So I don't remember every single character, obviously, but.
And Angelina Jolie is going to be in this movie. She's going to be Thena. And
yes.
She's supposed to be in. And Thena is cousins with Thanos. So
yeah, well, so right. So we'll have a predecessor of Thanos.
Yeah.
So we will see a Titan, I'm assuming. So yeah, so she is confirmed. So again, that will be a long time before. So I'm curious to see how they do these kind of, you know, it's kind of like when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, people that wasn't comic book nerds didn't really know anything about them. And you were like, what the hell is this? I don't want to see...
A talking tree.
A talking tree and a space raccoon, or I'm sorry, rabbit. out in the galaxy somewhere that's not Earth and it's not familiar to you. But it was a really good move on Marvel's part and opened up a lot for other people. And of course, now we have, Avengers and the crossover. So yep. I expect this to be similar. It's going to be very strange for most people who are not comic book nerds. But if you like superpowers, and these are real superpowers, this is not like, these are all like Kryptonian and above level. These are like, you're starting to get into Celestials in the Marvel Universe, which is like unlike any regular like Batman figure in the DC Universe. It's just, it's not somebody that has one particular thing. They can do about anything. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. That's interesting. They chose, almost a Thanos backstory. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see how they do it. But anyway, Angelina Jolie. We got some big names in these movies.
Yeah.
So that's the two movies for 2020. What's up? And we got some TV shows in here too, by the way. So that's two movies. What's next on the list of Phase 4?
Next is Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Fall 2020, and that's going to be on the Disney Plus.
Yes. Thing. So I think every one of these TV shows that we mentioned, this is a TV show, will be on the Disney Plus streaming service. So yes. Of course, that's the big issue lately. Is everybody has Netflix, everybody has Hulu, everybody has, Prime Video, and, the new Star Trek came out today, the trailer at Comic-Con, which CBS. I'm so excited for Picard, and I saw Seven of Nine's back and all that, and that's a whole different video, but the streaming service is going to be a problem, man. I'm telling you.
They're going to cause you to go broke.
They're going to be a problem. It's almost, in the old days, just a couple years ago, everybody's trying to cut the cord to stream everything from one place, like Amazon or Hulu or Netflix, pick one. And now there's 47 different streaming services. You might as well have cable again. So it's getting ridiculous. So anyway, yes, all these are going to be on the Marvel Plus streaming service. And this is odd for me, this one.
Well, also keep in mind with these Disney Plus shows, whatever happens in these shows is going to happen, is going to affect the actual MCU itself.
Yeah, these are all part, absolutely. They'll all be part of the MCU, and they will be referenced in the movies, and the shows will reference the movies.
Yes.
And the movies reference the shows is what I was trying to say. So, what was the show again?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. So, I don't understand what timeline this is going to be. The Falcon. This has to be obviously earlier.
Or after Endgame.
It can't be after Endgame as of right now, because the Falcon is now the next Captain America. So, Winter Soldier, Bucky, I guess it's the same actors, I believe.
Yes, Anthony Mackie and
so, right. So, I don't know exactly what they're going to do. If it's going to be post-Endgame, it doesn't make any sense for any future. I guess they can do it for a while, maybe, before they do the next Avengers-style get-together.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, I don't really know. They didn't give details about the time period, but I would guess it would be earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess it would be sometime... Bucky was on in Wakanda for quite a while too, though. So I don't know if it's before Civil War and all that kind of stuff. When I don't know. It's really an odd pairing to me, this show. anyway, this is going to be a TV show mm-hmm. on the streaming service, so we'll see how it goes. With those actors, I mean, this is going to be, I'm sure the streaming service will do very, very well.
Yes.
But it's just getting to be to where shit, you gotta have every you're going back to having every damn channel again is what you're doing. So if you're paying $24 a month for each. Anyway, what's next?
Shang-Chi.
So the old, this is what basically Mortal Kombat based Liu Kang off of.
And this is going to come out February 12th of 2021.
So yes, now we're jumping already in February 21. So this is should be pretty badass. I love martial arts, anything, and this is going to include the real Mandarin, correct?
Yes.
So if you guys remember,
Iron Man 3,
it was not the real Mandarin.
Both of them.
Right. Either character. So that was the fake Mandarins they were pretending using his name. We'll have the real Mandarin. So you have if you're familiar with Mortal Kombat. They kind of loosely based Liu Kang, the Kung Fu master, shoots fire off of this character. So interesting. Again, we're getting into some more of the B level characters, but there's some great stories out there. There's some great characters that people are not aware of if you're not a hardcore comic nerd. So that's the first movie in 2021, I believe.
Yes.
All right. So that sounds pretty cool, at least to me. I don't know if it'd be a huge hit unless you love martial arts, but Marvel's name on it will probably help.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. What's next?
Next is WandaVision, spring 2021, and it's a TV show on Disney Plus.
Yeah, this was the real odd one for me, WandaVision. So it's literally Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Yeah.
It's like their separate little thing going on. Is it maybe the time when he was, they were a couple? I don't know when these are going to be.
I mean, on Twitter, I saw someone say it's supposed to be after Endgame, which I cannot see that happening because Vision died in Infinity War. There's no way.
Not back. Yeah, he didn't come back.
This is going to be either before Infinity War or during Civil War because Tony Stark told her.
Right, right.
Yeah, so it has to be somewhere.
Yeah, and Vision hadn't been, and when you think about their timeline, I mean, there's a few years to play with, I guess, but Vision hadn't been around that long in that timeline.
Yeah.
He was created from Jarvis and Tony Stark and
Age of Ultron.
And Ultron. So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, if it's post, they're going to have to bring him back somehow,
right.
Which is kind of, I don't like that. I don't like that anymore when you can just bring people back. So I don't know, that bugs me. I mean, I'm fine with it, but it kind of bugs me. It's like a cheap way out, and then you lose the impact of the death in the main movie. You know, now you're thinking, well, anybody in the future that dies in a movie, they'll just bring them back in a TV show.
Right.
So this is odd for me. I love Scarlet Witch. Vision's, he's okay. He's not my favorite, but it's interesting. I don't know. I guess I'm just. It's also a little bit of a lasting flavor for me. In the last Avengers, when Vision got his ass stomped the whole movie. I mean, seriously, he got injured the first 10 minutes or whatever, and he was never the same. And when he first was created, I mean, he was a bad motherfucker. I mean, he could pick up Mjolnir from Thor.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn. And so this next other Vision was almost like a Vision 2.0. He got his ass stomped the whole movie. And then Thanos ripped his damn, you know, lifted the stone out of his head, and he's dead.
Well, we knew the stone was going to come out at some point.
Oh, yeah, right. But they were leading us to believe that it could be, and they almost got it in Wakanda, that they could remove the stone without hurting him, because it's not really, he's not connected to it. I mean, he is, but it's not entirely him. His life force, I should say, is not entirely powered by the stone.
They had to give us some gleam of hope.
I guess. Anyway, Thanos ripped it out. He's dead. It's really odd. This is just an odd show for me. I don't really get it. I don't think many people, I'm saying masses.
Yeah.
Obviously, anybody, any Marvel fan will watch this show hardcore, but I don't think you're going to get the average kind of, you know, weekend fan that goes to see the movies to watch a TV show with those two.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so that's on the TV net. That comes out 2021.
Spring.
All right. So what we got next, phase four?
Another TV show, Loki, spring 2021.
Right, and so same time.
But this show, I think, will be the selling point for Marvel TV shows.
I think it could be, yeah. So this is Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
This is the same actor. So this is
Now, I like the idea of a Loki TV show because I like Loki.
So do I.
I hope that they show more of his power. Yes. Because they never really showed Loki's power
that much.
And the different things he could do is what I'm saying. Not just, you know, the Mirage thing. Or illusion. But what bothers me about this is it takes place, you said, when he steals the Tesseract
in Endgame.
So yes. It's going to be an alternate timeline.
Yes.
Which I hate. I hate alternate timelines because it's like you can go and have Loki do whatever he wants and you can have other people come in, from that exists in this alternate timeline because everybody does. And you can make it a completely different thing. So you have the freedom to do that. But I hate timelines in the sense where they don't merge back to the main timeline that we all care about. I always hate alternate universes and alternate timelines. I understand them being used, like in Endgame, obviously they went back and they use these alternate timelines but they created alternate timelines, I should say, when they went to the past, but then they came back to the main one and merged back. So it all works out. But I hate the whole confusion of a whole separate thing. Yeah. Anyway, that's my little rant on timelines. I'm just saying.
I just want to say that this Loki show, it got me, and I will be watching this Loki show.
I'll definitely check it out.
I'm going to check this show out because I like Loki. My favorite two Marvel characters are Iron Man and Loki. That's it.
Wait a minute. Loki's your second favorite Marvel character?
Yes.
I mean, I knew you loved Iron Man like we all do, but
yes.
Loki?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so, I mean, yeah, I like the idea of the show. I just don't like the idea of it being that. I understand why they're doing it. It gives them the freedom to do what they want without worrying about the events of Endgame and him dying because he's dead. And this timeline, he is absolutely gone.
Yeah.
But this, again, this is kind of what I'm saying. It's almost like a cheap out that you can bring Loki back and just say, oh, well, it's a different timeline.
Yeah.
That's what bugs me. Anyway, fine. But, yeah, it'll still be good. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure. But, anyway, what do we have next?
Next is the first movie, the second movie in 2021, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, these titles this year are very odd for me. They're really long and it's almost like 80s titles, and I think this is what they're going for. So Doctor Strange 2 is finally coming, and it's got some weird long title.
And it comes out May 7th, 2021.
So 21, and then the villain was...
Nightmare,
okay, right. So I guess they're going to ignore, because I initially couldn't remember, the guy at the end of Doctor Strange 1 who became disillusioned with magic and all that because it was being used for these, whatever, nefarious purposes. He ended up... You know, they hinted he was going to be the villain for the next Doctor Strange.
Yes.
They're ignoring that, I suppose. Or maybe he'll have a part.
Yeah.
He could still have a part in it, perhaps, I guess. So I guess they have to ignore it because they don't leave loopholes, usually, Marvel. So, interesting. I didn't watch Doctor Strange for the longest time because I like Doctor Strange. I have Doctor Strange 1 through 5 in my closet, one of the few comics I still have that get stolen. The original 1 through 5, so they're old. So I like Doctor Strange, but I didn't watch it for the longest time because it just, when I saw the previews and you know what, it reminded me of DC's Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And I was like, nee, I'm not going to check the green magic-y stuff. Yeah. Come on, man. But no, I loved it. I did. I liked it. So I'm glad they're bringing him back. And I liked his character going from asshole surgeon.
Yeah.
To what we saw in Avengers, obviously, with the whole gang. So, anyway, and sounds cool so far. Nightmare, I don't know a lot about him. He's a demon from another realm or something. I know that, and got some crazy powers. So, again, they're kind of opening up this whole can of worms with these other universes and other characters that most people have probably not heard of.
And they also confirm that Scarlet Witch will be in the movie. So, Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange are going to be in Doctor Strange 2.
Okay, so that's an interesting team up, but they kind of have to do that now. They have to, now that the Avengers have been a thing and everybody knows each other.
Yeah,
they have to do these. They have to help out almost by crossing over a couple characters.
Yeah.
So now we're going to see the Hulk, for example. I don't think the Hulk for at least a long time will get another movie, a solo movie. He's going to be connected to Thor.
Yeah.
So that's what they did, obviously, with the last Thor, Ragnarok, which was great, by the way. Ragnarok was great. but you had the Hulk in it. So that's what I mean. So Scarlet Witch can't have a standalone movie, but she can have a TV show with Vision.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And you got to remember, Vision, that Vision TV show with Scarlet Witch also counts in the MCU, so they have to tread lightly about what they do.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to tread lightly with Loki.
Yes. But, well, no, remember, alternate timeline.
Right.
He stole the Tesseract, and then they had to go back even further to get it from this timeline, so that doesn't even matter. At least this is what we're getting, just from the limited information they released today at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... What do we have next?
Next is What If. Comes out summer 2021, and it's going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah, so another show, and this is basically What If scenarios, and I don't like this idea, and let me tell you why. Leave this shit to us. Leave this shit to us fans yes. and people who do content on YouTube, whether it's our podcast or, you know, whatever you do, whether a blogger, whatever. Let us do this kind of content where we just basically guess what would happen. Because all this is they're going back and saying, like for example, what if Tony Stark never went to that cave in Iron Man 1?
Right.
What would the universe look like now? And that's up to us. Leave it to our imaginations. Don't tell us this shit. I mean, again, nothing's really canon here because it's a what if show.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of cool in that sense where it really don't count.
Yeah.
But this is this type of thing... I guess it's interesting to see it on screen, though.
And it's going to be animated.
Yes, this is the animated series. So it's a fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's fine. And it makes sense for this type of thing because it's not too serious. It doesn't really count. It's only like, I guess instead of just being in our heads, you know, talking about it like this on a podcast or something, we'll get to see it on the screen. So that'll be interesting. But, yeah, don't take it too seriously.
Like, I don't want to see what if Captain America, Steve Rogers, never joined the Army. I don't want to see that. Like I really don't...
Well, yeah, because there's no Captain America. That's it.
Right.
It's pretty simple. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they got some great ideas, you know, and it'll show different outcomes from what we know. And that's just probably why they're doing it animated, because it's... I'm not saying that's easy. That's not easy to do. Animation is a long, hard process, but it's not the same production budgets as movies. So I get what they're doing, but it's like, yeah, just leave it to us. You know, leave it to our imaginations and people who like to write fan fiction or whatever, if that's your thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
What's next?
Hawkeye, Fall 2021, Disney Plus. The TV show.
So this is a TV show again. Yes. Okay, right. So Hawkeye. Yeah, I was wondering if he would get his own movie because Black Widow did, and it makes you think, well, Hawkeye, you know, he's pretty much, he's a badass, but it's almost like I guess they're going to follow the Arrow thing for DC.
I don't consider Hawkeye a superhero.
No, he's not. He's not in the sense of superhuman anything. He's just unbelievably accurate with a fucking bow and arrow. I mean, just too accurate.
Yeah.
I love Hawkeye, don't get me wrong, but come on. Some of it's pushing the envelope, like in the Battle of New York and Avengers.
Yeah.
You know, come on. No look shots.
To Loki.
It looks cool. Don't get me wrong. I know. It's a superhero movie. People fly around.
Yeah.
People turn into green monsters and smash things. I get it.
There's gods.
But essentially. But at the same time, come on, man. Anyway, I love Hawkeye. I think he's cool. I think it's cool to have a balance of a couple normal people that just are badasses like Hawkeye and Black Widow, for example. But at the same time, I don't know. We'll see. But this is Jeremy Renner, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it is. Yeah. So they're using all the main actors.
And they did give a little plot about Hawkeye. So this is going to take place as his time as Ronin.
Oh yes, that's right. This is
going to introduce Kate Bishop, who becomes Hawkeye, or someone.
Yeah, to take up the mantle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Okay. So a little more backstory. Ronin time and all that stuff. So again, it's almost like the parallel to the Black Widow movie where we could see a crossover there. This is in the MCU. And we could see their time knowing each other back in the day as assassins and then when they finally met at some point. So, yeah, I mean, I could see that.
Yeah.
All right, so Hawkeye's getting his own show. We'll see how long it lasts. Of course, it's their own streaming service. Yeah. They can do what they want. And they're the richest company in the world. With Disney overseeing all this. So the mouse is running the world now. That's what's next on the list.
What's next? Thor, Love, and Thunder, November 5th.
Thor, Love, and Thunder. I mean, can you just listen to that title?
21.
This is going to be, oh, I love Thor, don't get me wrong. Thor, Ragnarok was by far my favorite. I love Valkyrie. But Love and Thunder, I mean, this is a 1980s title if I ever saw it. And the logo, by the way.
Yes.
It's very 80s, so I don't know what they're doing with this because we saw Thor last. He set up essentially on Earth. You know, he's the king of Asgard on Earth, and then he kind of passed it over to Valkyrie. He left with the Guardians, so I'm not sure what's happening.
And Jane Foster is a female Thor in this one. So Jane Foster's coming back, but it's female Thor. I don't know why.
Yeah, so so Jane Foster's coming back after, and they've been broken up, yes. Right? Valkyrie and Thor's got a thing going on.
Yes.
But she's coming back. Did it actually say she's going to be the female Thor?
Yes.
Okay, odd. Okay, so this might be the last Thor, I'm assuming.
I guess.
Or, I mean, because I don't remember the old female versions. They did that in a separate set of comics, and I don't remember those. I don't know. I just don't buy calling the girl Thor with the same powers like the god of thunder or goddess of thunder, Thor. Like, I've never understood that. That's fine to have a goddess of thunder or to take his place or whatever. That's fine. But don't call her Thor. That's a dude's name. I mean, seriously, you know, that's like, you know, I whatever.
And Mjolnir. Mjolnir.
Meow.
Mjolnir. It's coming back.
Yeah, so the hammer's coming back. Now, how's that happening? Hela's crushed it. I don't know what they're doing here.
Well, no, remember, Endgame, Captain America had it.
Right. That's right. They brought it back.
Yeah.
From the past. Right. Never mind. I keep forgetting the time travel shit.
Well, wait, didn't Captain America take it with him, though?
I think he did, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't remember. He was holding something, though. Might have. Yes, he probably did. He had to return that to Asgard along with the stone.
Asgard's destroyed.
Well, currently, but back then it's not. So how? Okay, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
I don't know.
This may involve another time travel thing or something that Steve Rogers did or didn't do.
Yeah.
We'll see. So anyway, Thor, and the same guy who did Thor, Ragnarok, is doing this one.
Yes.
So... it should be great. I loved Ragnarok. I love Hela for that matter. Oh my God, Hela. anyway, but yeah, so I loved Ragnarok. So this should be good. I like Valkyrie. So we'll see where they go with it. We'll see. So Thor 4.
Yes, Love and Thunder.
All right, Love and Thunder. Okay. What's next?
Those are all the confirmed dates and everything. So now we're moving into to be announced.
Okay, the TBHs. Okay.
To be announced, Blade.
Yes, this is my favorite. This is the biggest surprise of the night. I saw the Twitter hashtags. I even retweeted this one. I was talking to Dustin about Blade just the other day, and we watched it.
I watched the first one.
The first one a couple weeks ago. I don't remember, maybe a couple months ago now, because you had never seen Blade. And we were actually talking about some kind of the political side of things you see nowadays about movies and shows and whatever. I'm like, wait a minute, Blade was the first Marvel movie. He's one of my favorite characters of all time. That was the first Marvel flick, period. And I was talking about it. I said, look, they're going to bring him into the MCU.
No, like, no, they're
and
not.
You're like, no, they're not. No, it's like, Wesley Snipes is not coming. And I'm like, I have to be Wesley Snipes. They can reboot it. And here we go. We got the Blade announcement. And I think this is the biggest surprise. And I love it. I love Blade. I love vampire shit. Always have. I've always loved in Blade, the first movies. They got a little worse as they went on because Blade started talking too damn much. Like, Blade's the motherfucker who, he don't talk. He just whips your ass and kills you if you're a vampire. You hear the studio dog Riddick walking by. Come up here, buddy. And so I'm really excited about this, you know, what they do with the new Blade. And now we can, and Blade looked pretty good for its time as far as the effects. I didn't like the look of the blood god, Magra, I believe was his name, when Steven went and turned into this blood god with all the original vampires. And then Blade 2 and 3 were okay. They were good, but they just got a little cheesy in some ways. But Blade is by far one of my favorite characters of all time, half human, half vampire, and he's called the Daywalker, you know, if people don't know. He has all their strengths but none of their weaknesses. He can go out in sunlight and shit because he is half human. His mother got bit when she was pregnant. So I love this character, and I don't know. We'll see if he's super strong. He's got superhuman strength and all that because he's a vampire. So he could actually jump right into this other world with the Avenger type people and make a difference. You know, not like you know, if Hawkeye and Black Widow can, Blade can certainly be huge. So I really think this is cool.
I just want to say I'm ready for a Blade and Deadpool crossover.
That yes. Well, I wanted Blade to show up in what's the Twilight. I wanted Blade to show up in the end of Twilight because Twilight the stupidest
vampires.
Damn sparkly. Give me a fucking break. Come on, man.
New Batman.
You don't know how many times I put that meme out. There's a meme that said how you know, Twilight should have ended, and it's got, you know, Edward or whatever his damn name is sitting there on a bench with his girlfriend and Blade standing behind him because he's a vampire hunter. You know, I wish he would have shown up in Twilight. That would have been great. I would have loved to have seen that. Anyway, it's a rant over. Yeah, so Mahershala Ali is Blade, right? So we've seen him in a lot of shit. Most recently, Predators he was in. He was in The Hunger Games.
He was in Netflix's Luke Cage.
Luke Cage on Netflix, right? So he's been in a lot of stuff. So he looks fine to me. As long as they get the haircut right, I'm cool. Get the haircut and the tattoos right. Blade wears sunglasses all the time. Got vampire teeth. He'll be cool. He's a good actor. He's been in a lot of cool stuff. So, I mean, you know, as an old school Blade guy, I love my boy Wesley Snipes, but obviously he's older.
Well, speaking of that, I'm pretty sure they're going to do some shout out to Wesley Snipes in Blade.
I'm sure,
like something he did in Blade.
They'll probably have some Easter eggs in there. Maybe he'll make an appearance as somebody else.
Post credit scene,
or just like a random guy in the movie, like Stan Lee almost does a cameo. That would be fun. That would be really cool. But yeah, I don't know. They could technically just say Blade, the original Blade trilogy, is in the MCU because it's just on Earth, you know, back in the day before, you know, people knew about Avengers and heroes. And that was always an underground thing anyway that most humans don't know about. So they could say that was in MCU and actually do a sequel if they wanted to. But I think they'll reboot it is what this is going to be. And I'm curious to see it. I'm really looking forward to it. And I wonder who's going to be playing Whistler. That'll be really cool to see Blade come back and eventually a crossover, like you mentioned, Deadpool or whoever.
Spider-Man,
whatever, that, you know, just like the comics where they cross over everybody. So by far the biggest surprise of San Diego Comic-Con and the Marvel panel was Blade, I think. The big surprise. Nobody expected it. I called it, though. I called it like a week ago.
I will admit it. You did.
Thank you. Thank you. Blade's coming. Here we go. What's next?
Black Panther 2.
Black Panther 2. So that was, and this is 20...
This is to be announced.
Oh, so, okay. So we don't really, they could sneak this in earlier.
Yeah.
But I think Doctor Strange would come first because he came out in 2016.
Yes.
So I think they'll do Doctor Strange, which is what was that, like the 2021?
Yeah, I believe. 2021.
So May. I don't know, but Black Panther was so popular, they could do it any order they want. But I was just saying by the time, you know, Doctor Strange 2 comes out, that's about a 4-year gap. So Black Panther
came out
2018, you wait till 2022, that's another 4-year gap. I don't know. We'll see. I would think they would get on that a little earlier. It's so popular. And it's still pretty fresh.
Yeah.
So especially since Avengers went over to Wakanda and that was a big deal in the, you know, Infinity War. I would think they would probably sneak that in somewhere and not wait so long. We'll see what they do. But Black Panther 2, we all expected this, obviously. I mean, it was too big of a hit. One of my favorite characters of all time as well. And so we'll see. We'll see what they're doing. And it's going to be interesting how they do all these movies post-Endgame. You know, post-blip. You know what I'm saying? How it affected Wakanda or whatever. And whatever. I don't know if they announced the villain in this one. I don't think they did. So no villain yet.
Yeah.
And I was saying before, they shouldn't have killed Killmonger. It should not have killed him in Black Panther 1. That's all I'll say.
Well, I want to know how they're going to rebuild Wakanda, because Wakanda got pretty much tore the hell up
by Thanos and everybody. I mean, yeah, it got tore pretty good, but it was mostly out in the field. They got a little bit of the stuff in the city, but not much compared to the size of it. And Vibranium can do anything. They're not going to have a problem rebuilding. That'll be done. I think they'll probably skip right over it. They'll probably mention the battle, I'm sure they'll reference everything, because Marvel's really good about referencing other movies, and the TV shows referencing the movies, and the movies referencing TV shows.
Yeah.
So they'll definitely mention it, but I don't think it'll be a big deal with all the vibranium they have there. So Black Panther 2, we all expected that one.
Yeah.
What do we have next?
Guardians Volume 3.
Guardians 3. So this is Thor being involved, I guess. He left with them, but then again, they have the, you know, Thor 4 we just talked about, so we don't know exactly the timelines here, and this is to be announced as well.
Yes.
So we expected this one, though, obviously. James Gunn is back.
Yes, but he's doing the new reboot of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, whatever. Just leave that alone, dude. Leave it alone. Maybe he can fix it, but that was so bad.
Well,
so,
I think he's going to fix it.
I don't know if anybody can, he can. And this is not a DC podcast, but just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. And then this new Joker movie's not even about the Joker, and it's not in the DCEU.
I'm not seeing it anymore. I was going to see it because Joker's my favorite DC movie character, or DC character, period. And now it's not part of the DC anything.
No.
And they're not following comics, so why even spend money on it?
It's just like a clown dude.
Yeah.
And we'll call him the Joker.
It's some clown dude who wants to cause chaos.
Right.
And we'll just call him Joker.
Kind of like the Joker.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, whatever. We won't get too far and ragging on DC. Anyway, so, yeah, what were we were on?
Guardians Volume 3.
Yeah, Guardians. So, we don't have any idea. I don't think they announced any potential villains or whatever. Yeah. Obviously, this is post-Thanos and all that stuff. So, they have plenty of galaxy out there to explore.
Well, actually, I think Guardians Volume 3 might follow up on one of the five credit scenes that were in Volume 2, like Adam Warlock.
Yeah, they never followed up with Adam Warlock. I thought that was coming in Avengers. I thought that would be an Endgame thing or something, but they never followed. Yeah, so that's true. But I'm trying to remember, didn't they mention... No, Thanos, I'm sorry, that was a different... That was the other place that he destroyed off camera. So they still exist, right? The people who are creating Adam Warlock.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, maybe they'll yeah, because they don't do those without a plan, and this has all been planned out obviously for so long. So they'll probably open that can of worms then. So that's probably a good spot for them for a villain.
Yeah,
and we'll see if Thor's still hanging around, because obviously we don't know exactly when Thor 4 is fitting into Guardians 3. Anyway. We fully expected that one. What we have next?
Captain Marvel 2 to be announced.
Captain Marvel 2, this is pretty obvious. This is going to be, I would imagine they will push this one back a little bit.
Yeah.
This is right off Captain Marvel 1, obviously, and then she showed up, obviously, in Endgame. I'm glad she didn't overshadow Endgame and what they had already built up with all the movies. She's super powerful, and she could have wiped out Thanos herself.
And the whole army.
Exactly. So, anyway, we expected this one, no surprise here, and I'm sure they'll push this off probably 22, maybe. They definitely have to get Black Panther 2 and Doctor Strange 2 out first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what they do, but we fully expected this, and Brie Larson's obviously coming back, because she will be a main staple in future Avengers stuff.
Actually, it was Captain Marvel. I thought... I actually like Captain Marvel, like
that. No, it was good. The problem with Captain Marvel was not Marvel. The problem was Brie Larson. She caused all the political drama. It wasn't Marvel pushing all that. It was her, and so a lot of people were turned off by the things she was saying. And I'm not getting into all the political side of it, but that's what drove a lot of people away from Captain Marvel. It would open up a lot more money. From the box office standpoint and all that stuff, if it wasn't for her getting political and all that stuff. But that was never Marvel. Now, they did cut out a couple scenes that, you know, didn't help the issue as well. But Marvel never pushed any of that stuff. It was Brie Larson. So a lot of people have a problem with her. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure maybe by then it's all blown over. But a lot of people were turned off and never watched Captain Marvel. So they didn't fully understand what her deal was and how she did what she did in Endgame. So anyway, but yeah, I did watch the movie, and it was pretty good. It wasn't great, but it was okay. It was pretty good.
Like Flurkins.
Yeah, and we definitely got the explanation for cats. They're damn Flurkins, and I have one living here, I'm telling you. Anyway, no, Captain Marvel was good. So this second one should be, we'll see where she's going. At this point, obviously, the Kree
are now at some probably safe location. They'll probably be back in. I'm sorry, not the Kree.
Skrull.
The Skrulls, yes. Because we saw them, obviously.
At the end of Spider-Man.
At the end of Spider-Man. So they're going to play a bigger role. They play a lot bigger role in the comics. So they're going to start bringing them in too. And I think that's a good idea. And that'll work. So they'll probably follow up on, you know, the answers to their new home and all that kind of stuff. We'll see. She can do literally anything and go anywhere across the galaxy. So getting into those celestial type powers again.
It sounds like they're kind of diving more deep into the cosmic universe side of Marvel.
They're definitely going more cosmic. They can't continue to do every single battle on Earth. So that's where Guardians kind of introduced that a little bit, and now they can expand on it, which is fine. I mean,
I have no problem with
that. Yeah, there's a lot of characters out there, and there's different classes of characters, and then you start getting to omnipotent characters who are gods, and it's just crazy.
And there's a lot of history out there, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of story to tell, a lot of history. I mean, this has been going on since 1920-something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that was certainly expected. What do we have anything left? A couple
more? One more.
All
Fantastic
right.
Four to be announced.
Oh, Lord. So this is going to be the controversial one. All right. Fantastic Four. The reboot was okay. The first one was pretty cheesy, but at the time it was like, oh, shit, Fantastic Four.
The second one, Rise of the Silver Surfer, I wanted to gouge my eyes out.
Yeah. What I'm saying is the excitement about it was there, but then when it happened, it was like, it was okay. It was okay. It was certainly better than the first one, I think. And the first one wasn't horrible. It was just, I don't know. I've never had a big thing for Fantastic Four regardless. Some people did, obviously. I mean, it was a huge comic. But I never personally did. But the way they did it was just kind of cheesy, I guess, most people thought. But now I think the key to these characters with Marvel, when they want to do these reboots, I think the key is to make it a little more realistic and a little darker. As opposed to cheesy comic style.
Yeah.
Like they did the original Batman stories. They were great for what they were, but you knew they were comic style movies because that was Tim Burton.
Until Batman Begins.
But when you got into Batman Begins and the Dark Knight series, they got real. And people loved them a lot more, like the Dark Knight series, obviously. So if they go that route with, you know, this type of stuff, then it should be fine.
And I've always said I've always said that if Marvel gets a hold of it, it's going to be good. Now Marvel has a hold of it.
Yes, that's right. It's no longer Fox. So as long as they'll fit it into their plan, and the MCU and, you know, Feige and all those guys will have the plan, everything worked out. So it will be better story-wise, period.
Yeah.
So, the characters won't be a problem, and there won't be a problem with the visuals these days, obviously.
And the CGI for the
CGI,
thing.
There's no issues anymore. So they can do anything they want. So it should be better overall just because it is Marvel and not Fox. Yeah. So... I'll check it out for sure, and that'll probably be what? I don't know. We're guessing 2023 on that one.
2022?
Maybe. I don't know. We don't really know. There's no timeline. That's another to be announced. So we'll see. We'll see if they want to, because they definitely take their time, because they can bring back Fantastic Four into the Avengers and all that group. They can bring back any mutants and X-Men's. X-Men was the other one.
Well, it was never
said. It was never officially said, right? But we know it's going to happen.
Because Kevin Feige says something about mutants.
Yes, so we're going to see more mutants and X-Men stuff. So we'll see how they do that, how they handle it. Will they reboot it? Will they use First Class? Is that going to count? So we don't really know any official word on that yet. We know the old school people, Logan's gone. He's not coming back as far as Hugh Jackman. He's dead now, Wolverine. So I guess they're going to have to reboot it in some way or say... It was always an underground thing. I'm not really sure how they'll do it.
The only, I guess, OG Fox person that is coming back for like an X-Men style movie will be Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool.
Right. Yes. Obviously. But that is now official. Now they can bring Deadpool over to whatever they want.
Yeah. And also with Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch being in the same movie, I feel like that is their like live button for X-Men. That's how.
They can introduce them there or something, or say there's other mutants out there that he knows about or something. I don't know. They could go so many ways. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. So we know that at some point they're going to bring those guys in. They may start referencing other mutants. They could have actually just bringing in mutants without calling them the X-Men. So they don't have to have a movie, actually. They can start bringing people in. Hey, I know this guy. He's, you know, Scarlet Witch, for example. Hey, I met other people like me. You know, my dad apparently was some mutant like me, you know, yeah. Magneto.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, find a way to bring those in and maybe not have just movies for a while until they want to actually have some main ones or something. But I didn't mind the First Class stuff, but they can do what they want. That was all Fox, but now they own it, so they can say it counted or not. We'll see. If they do, they'll have to start referencing some of that stuff in these other movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's it, right? That's all that was officially announced?
And also officially announced, it's not on here, it's not a movie, it's not a TV show. Avengers Endgame did pass Avatar for the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yes, very good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad it happened. Fuck Avatar.
Avengers Endgame is now number one.
Yeah, I just don't. I bought Avatar on Blu-ray when it came out, and it's still sitting here in the damn package. I've never taken the plastic off of it. Maybe I did, or whatever.
It's still in the sleeve.
It might be, but it's never been opened because I don't like political bullshit in my movies. Give me just stories. I'm trying to escape the real world and political stuff. I never watched Avatar, so I don't care about it. So I'm glad the Endgame beat it for all-time movie box office gross. Is that worldwide or is that U.S.? Did it say?
Oh, I don't. I think it's worldwide.
I don't know.
It's one of them.
But yeah, they did announce that. So good for them. Good for them, Marvel. Endgame passing it up. So. Anyway, I think we're like at 49 minutes or so. We'll wrap it up. That's Phase 4, everybody. That's what they announced today. That's everything official. We went down in chronological order when they announced it, so Dustin had his notes here.
So save your money.
Yeah, there's a lot of
saving now.
A lot of Marvel stuff coming, but I think it's I think they, you know, as usual, they'll take their time.
Yeah.
Most people are superheroed out. I can say to an extent that I am to a degree, but I always get in that mood.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, you can't keep pushing, and then people are getting tired. And now we're, especially now because they're getting to some of these B and C level characters, you know what I mean? So people that, you know, like I said, that non-comic book fans would not even be aware existed. And this bigger universe now is being opened up, like you said, more celestial people and more into the cosmos and, you know, omnipotent characters. There's different classes of characters in Marvel.
I do want to say the stuff that really pops up to me in the movies I'm really excited for are, of course, Black Widow, Loki, Doctor Strange, and Thor, and Blade.
Yeah, by far for me, because I fully expected, I think everything else we fully expected except for a couple of the TV shows, but Blade by far for me. Blade is just I just love vampire shit. Like, I love the underworld shit and all those movies. I've always loved vampire stuff, and especially modern day twist on it, not like old school classic Dracula.
Right.
So I love Blade, and that was the big shocker. So that's by far the biggest one for me, because I fully expected the rest of these. Well, I mean, you knew Black Panther 2 is coming. You know Black Panther 3 is going to come at some point. We know Spider-Man 3 is coming. And obviously Captain Marvel 2 and Doctor Strange and all the follow-ups to the big ones. Blade being coming back was by far the biggest surprise and I'm most excited about.
Well, I think also Fantastic Four was something people were not expecting because Fox just got bought by Disney a couple months ago?
Yeah, it went through. It's been in the works a long time, but it got finalized just not too long ago.
And one movie that's not on this list is The New Mutants.
Yeah, that's what we were going to mention. The New Mutants is already made.
Yeah.
So it's already filmed. Macy Williams is in this. This is why I know, because she was still filming Game of Thrones. So they pushed that back a year, and now it's not even listed in the Phase 4 stuff. So I don't know what they're doing with New Mutants. I think they may decide just to make it a one-off standoff or something.
Nah.
Because it's really a dark horror movie.
Yeah.
So it's a different genre from your typical superhero-style movie. It's a horror show is what it is. So I don't know. That's weird. They've decided to kind of push it back on the shelf for a while.
So, I mean, what are they going to do? Just give it to HBO or something like that?
I don't know. They could. They could just make it a one-off and not really count it in the MCU. They could, you know, make it in the MCU at some point when they feel it fits somewhere. But I can't see it being a mainstream thing. So, I don't know. That's interesting that they made it. They pushed it back once already, and now they didn't even talk about it today.
They pushed it back like twice.
Probably. I don't remember. I know at least once. So anyway, not officially MCU right now, as of now.
Right.
So we'll see. Anyway, we'll let it go there. If you listen on YouTube, let us know what you think in the comments below. Which one are you most excited about? I think most of us expected most of these, although there were a few surprise TV shows, I'll say. But Blade by far for me is the biggest one. And we'll see how it goes. And if you're listening, by the way, on YouTube, these are available on every other major podcast platform, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify, all that good stuff as well. And if you listen there, if you don't mind, give us a little rating there. We'd really appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with a regular podcast with James. I'm not sure what the topic is yet. But anyway, let us know what you think. And we'll just let it fade to black as usual. You know, or Riddick's sitting here licking his balls or whatever. We'll just laugh at that.